Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. All right, so today we are still talking about grace. And we are looking at grace and rest. Or resting in grace. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
When we talk about rest, or when we say somebody is resting, somebody is at rest, it means that the person is not working. The person is not struggling. The person is not anxious about anything. The person is relaxed. The person is at peace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And where there is grace,
the
struggle ceases.
Look
at your neighbor and say, where there is grace,
the
struggle ceases. Amen.
Amen.
Some years ago, I read a story about a donkey that fell into a deep pit. And the farmer that was moving with a donkey looked into the pit and realized that, hey, it would be difficult to pull this donkey out.
Oh,
but he tried, he did all he could. The donkey was also struggling to come out. The man too was doing what he could.
Whatever.
And the donkey kept on struggling. But it couldn't get out of the pit. Till it got very tired. And you know what some farmers do? When one of your animals falls into a place that you can't rescue the animal, they pour soil on it so that it will die, mix with the soil, and that it is. They don't wait for the animal to stay there, get rotten before they now come and bury it. So they just bury the animal alive. So that is what the farmer decided to do. I can't rescue you, by all means you die. So he started pouring soil on the donkey. Now the donkey too was tired. I mean, it has struggled and struggled and struggled. It couldn't come out. It was tired. So when the farmer pours the soil on it, it will shake it off.
Now I'm waiting at home.
And then stand there because it couldn't. Even the burden of that sand on the back was too much.
Now
so just shake it and then
I struggled.
Then the farmer kept on pouring the soil to shake it. It will shake it. So as the soil covers his feet, then it will stand on what is there. And the farmer kept on pouring the soil, It will shake it, stand on it. Tired donkey to stand. Then more sand was coming. But after a while, the donkey realized that the sand that was coming was making, you know, it was getting higher. The mound was getting higher, It was tired, getting to shake the thing, then stand on it, shake it, and stand on it.
If no ponkoni who say,
and after a while, the soil had come up to the level where the donkey could just easily step out of the pit.
Entiedu baby no. If no ponkoni to me every fee,
I'm sure the donkey in its little mind, that was not its intention. It in its, you know, animal mind, I'm sure it didn't occur to him that, oh, as the soil is coming, I'll step on it, then I'll step out majestically. No, he was just tired, shaking the soil, standing tired, and before he realized, the soil had gotten to a level where it could get out of the pit.
Now, said, if no punk, we nanya na jane said, obey to me.
That is how grace is.
Sometimes
we are struggling in various areas of our lives. We
have
struggled. And struggled, and we are tired, and we are carrying the burden of guilt. We are carrying the burden of failure. But in our tired state, if we will shake off that sand, if we will shake off that burden, if we will shake off that guilt, if we will shake off that feeling of failure and shame, and stand on grace, or rely on grace, we will find ourselves stepping out of that pit just like that donkey.
Amen.
Amen. The other day, when Daddy was sharing with us, he mentioned that if grace was available only for salvation and not for our daily living, then we are in trouble.
Se Adom ewo ho ma ye nkwa gye nkwa na eniwo e ma ye dada sitna dia na chere se asoma to ye,
because we can't live this Christian life on our own.
E san se sa Christo abrabo ye ntumi embo ewo yankasa ya ho odin mu.
So we need grace
into ye hia Adom
in our daily lives.
Ewo ye dada sitna,
that's why grace is in various forms.
Enti na Adom ewo ewo ahodro bebre.
And we want to begin from 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
Yes, 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 every Peter a woman dedica in Chichemunai.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10.
3:9 Chichemudu.
The Bible says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That word manifold means many and varied, or many and different. So the Bible is making us understand that grace is manifold. So if we look in the NIV, it says each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others.
Or say trust and my say obia emphasa achedia nyanko pondia manu ensum afufro.
As faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
Say ye ye eshosofu pa yesha nyanko pon a edo sum bebre suno.
So grace is in various forms. The New American Standard Bible says multifaceted grace. Multifaceted grace.
Version in
different forms of grace. Different kinds of grace. For various situations. Amen.
Amen.
So even though grace is unmerited favor,
even
though it is kindness that we don't deserve, it is also God's strength and God's power and God's ability. That he gives to us. So when you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse
9,
let's look at the King James Version first. Authorized King James. This scripture, many of us know it already. Paul was imploring the Lord, or pleading, that the thorn in his flesh be taken away. But the Bible says, and he, that is God, said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is enough for you. Then there is a colon. Then he says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul says, most gladly therefore, because of what God has told me,
Paul said, son said,
I would rather glory
or boast
in my infirmities or in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon
me.
Amen.
Amen.
So God said, my grace is sufficient for
you.
Then that colon there shows us that what is coming after is explaining what is there before. So the Bible is saying that the grace of God can be manifest as the strength of God. So he was telling Paul that my grace is sufficient for you. So when that grace is released to you, you will receive strength. And that strength is made perfect in weakness. It works better when there is weakness. And then Paul says, because of that, now I can glory in my weakness. Or I can acknowledge my weakness, knowing that when I acknowledge it, God's strength and God's grace will even be stronger in my life. So the word grace there is being equated with strength, God's strength, and then God's power. So there are various forms of grace. And one of the things grace can release, or one of the forms of grace, is God's strength or God's power. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we are talking about resting in this grace. Resting in the strength of the Lord. Resting in the power of God. Ceasing to struggle because this strength is available to us. When you look at it in the NLT, the Bible says, each time he said, that is God, my grace is all you need.
Or say, Paul, Eka said, Nyankopon catcher, and he said, Abrebia or Bessra Nyankopon, Nyankopon catcher, and he said, Madum, any Adian Kwan here.
Is somebody going through some struggle?
Or be a dear pre
or some situation?
And now said, Tibi,
God is saying, my grace is what you need.
Nyankopon said, Nadum Kwan,
my strength is what you need.
Nyankopon said,
Nad, my power is what you need.
We hear. Ni to me, and I will hear.
Then he continues to say, so now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses.
Na o to asoka sesesia o to me ehwahwa ne ho ewo na ne mre oyemu.
So that the power of Christ can work through me.
Said ye be ya nyankopon ana se Christo to me ne be ye adwuma wo ne
mu. But before then God told him,
na answer no ne nyankopon ka
che ne se, that my power works best in weakness.
Nyankopon ka che ne se ne to me no eye adwuma pa ewo mre oyemu.
It is when there is weakness that my grace works more. When there is more sin, when you are being swallowed up by sin, that is when my grace and my strength is released to
you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So I'm just trying to get us to understand that there are various forms of grace. And one of them is the power of God, the strength of God.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break. For all that you have.
all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107 verse 1. Green Pastures Ministries is 10 years old. Join Green Pastures Ministries as we celebrate a decade of God's goodness. Date, Sunday, 3rd August 2025 at the Conference Hall of Nagis Angels Educational Center, Santasi Ninim. Time, 8 a.m. prompt. Guest speaker, Apostle Clement Anjaba, the immediate past chairman of Fountain Gate Chapel and head pastor of Empowerment Pastures of Fanko, Accra. Host, Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Danvo. For more information, contact 0242-032-997. Come, let's offer praise like never before. You don't want to miss it. See you there.
Welcome back.
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
Hebrew woman 80 and 90 chemu edunsia.
The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and then find grace to help in times of need or in time of need. So there are various times where we will need different kinds of grace. And the grace is available to us. So if you need grace to overcome a particular sin, the grace is available. If you need grace to withstand temptation, the grace is available. If you need grace to pass an interview, the grace is available. If you need grace for your marriage,
so we hear dum ema wawari and so
the grace is available. If you need grace,
so we hear dum
to break up some relationship with an unscrupulous young man,
ah, ube to me edie jai e anyonku febi awone abranti
ebi onse. The grace is available. So we cannot say that, I've tried to break up with him, sir. Anytime because you are not applying grace. You are not taking advantage of grace because the grace is available.
Unto me, kase, my yes, me pese me ni abante ni jain sumi unto me. Say, wakasa asem na nature say, wunfa adum enye juma.
If you need grace to love God and to serve Him better and to pray more, the grace is available.
So we need adum so awade bedo ni ankopo.
So in whatever area you apply grace, you stop struggling in that area.
Because
the grace is released. You see, a lot of people are struggling in their Christian walk. Because we have not realized that most of the problems we are going through, if only we would apply grace, if only we would rely on grace, if only we would learn to depend on the grace of God, the struggle will cease in that area.
Esan se ye nyen hu se enyoma bebraye femu aye di aprepre no ye nyen hu se se ye de nyankopon adom no eye adwuma sa nyoma ni nyina to betwa.
There are times when we are going through issues and challenges. And we feel that if only we can put in more effort. If only we can put in more discipline. And then we realize that we are doing it, but we are still failing.
We
set alarm clocks, and we are still not able to wake up to pray. And then it takes us some time to realize that we cannot do all these things that we are talking about in our own strength.
Na eya na eche. Emma ye ye dream hu ye ye to asu ye de ye na emma ni che ansan ye hu se de ye pese ye ni nyina ye ntumi fa ye ho din ye agin yakopon adom.
But there is rest in grace.
Nemom.
I said there is rest in grace. The struggle ceases when there is grace.
Se adom wo ha aho prepare nyina.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some time ago, Before I read our next scripture, when I'm preparing to go and preach somewhere, as I'm preparing, I want to write every I, dot every I, as I'm preparing. I want to put everything my notes, the way you know, this must follow this and that must follow, and I must, you know, the structure there, you know, I must do it in such a way that, you know, I mean, God now, he will be happy that, oh, I have taken time to preach.
Now say opese oye bibia pepepe ohyehye bibia no ka se meka we ye se meka we di echire na che se oye bibia manyankopon kra hu ni ji se ah me bai we preach ya
we want me to be a blessing to these people. So I have to prepare very well to make sure that somebody takes something home.
Inti ono na adwene se e wo se o kan nyame asem na obi ye nhyira inti e pese o se oyie de o se oyie nyina se de
be ya if I've not finished preparing
obi benya bibi e di akofi e stand there and say anything na se onsiesie ne hu nwie ya o mbegina ho mbeka bibi
but after some time I realize that I can just depend on grace. It doesn't mean that I don't prepare anymore. I prepare, but wherever I get to, I know that when I stand here, God will help me to do the rest.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes we over-prepare. No, we must still fast and we must still pray. I'm not saying don't fast, don't pray, don't prepare. But don't depend so much on what you are preparing, because there have been several times we stand here and you start saying something and God starts saying something else.
Esan se utumi ubetumi asiesie wo ho bebrede na emom edu eda bia ubegina ha se wo kasa na na dia wa asiesie wo ho se obeka ni nyina yankopon e ka bibi foforo nso.
So we want to learn to depend on grace.
Inti se yesua se yadi ye ho beto adom so.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 3.
E kan Philippo fo ho ma no eti miensa nchiche mu miensa.
The Bible says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh. Let's look at it from the NLT. The NLT says, for we who worship by the Spirit of God, are the ones who are truly circumcised. Not those who are physically circumcised, though. We who worship by the Spirit. Because our circumcision is of the heart. It is the real one. We are born again. Then it says we rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. That is what we rely on. We put no confidence in human efforts. The truth is that anybody who puts his confidence or her confidence in your own human effort will keep on failing. Because we cannot do it on our own. In fact, we don't need to look far. Just look at yourself. How many times? Have you promised yourself you do something and didn't do it? Pastor Steve, how many times have you told God I will stop, I will do this, and before you realize you have not done it? All of us. If you see, that is why we need grace. That is why we need grace. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So if we will not put our trust or rely on our human effort, what are we relying on?
Enti sa ye fa ye ho nto yankasa ye ho odin so a edien na ye de ye ho to so.
We are relying on what Christ has done and the grace that he has released unto us.
Ye de ye ho to de Jesus Christ o ayama ye hu e na adoma wage mu ama ye no so.
In fact, one of the things that God, the wonderful things God has done for us, is to make grace available to us. And the Bible says it's available to all. And the Bible also says it is abundance to us who have the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's abundance. It's not that God has given it soppy. It's abundance. Plenty grace available for all of us. Hallelujah. Abundance of grace. Abundance of grace. Now, what does it mean to rest in grace? Earlier on, we said that somebody who is resting has ceased from working. In other words, the person has ceased from working using his own strength. The person is not struggling anymore. The person is relaxed and at rest. The person is at peace and not anxious. Even if there is work to do, somebody is doing it for him, or somebody has done it for him. That is why he can rest. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107:1. Green Pastures Ministries is 10 years old. Join Green Pastures Ministries as we celebrate a decade of God's goodness. Date: Sunday, 3rd August 2025 at the Conference Hall of Nagy's Angels Educational Center, Santasi Ninim. Time: 8 a.m. prompt. Guest speaker: Apostle Clement Anjaba, the immediate past chairman of Fountain Gate Chapel and head pastor of Empowerment Pastures of Fanko, Accra. Host: Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Danvo. For more information, contact 0242-032-997. Come, let's offer praise like never before. You don't want to miss it. See you there.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Poetry Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Nagy's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday celebration service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420-32997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.